This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Atlanta's independent booksellers have had a very tough time the last few years. Some very high-profile names like The Outright have gone out of business. Others are struggling. In East Atlanta Village, Bound to Be Read Books has survived for 8 years, but now it is for sale. Jeff McCord is the owner. He is with us now. Jeff, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Why are you selling? You sent a note out to the folks who are regulars at the bookstore. Why sell now?
Well, it's been a difficult decision, but personal circumstances have required me to really look at what we're doing and what we can do to keep the store going into the future. We have survived a pretty significant recession the last few years. And now we're looking at other challenges that are facing all the bookstores, e-readers, online sales, that sort of thing. And my personal circumstances mean that I am not able to devote the time that is required to make it work.
You have a job with the state, right? And that's your full-time job, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. I have a full-time 8-hour-a-day job, and then I say that the bookstore is my full-time 10-hour-a-day job, so it adds up to a lot.
I would imagine in a perfect world, you'd probably be selling books instead of trying to hold down two jobs. So if the store can't make it with you holding down another job, what would make you think it could make it any other way?
The store has stood on its own, pretty much. I have not... other than, just my labor, I have not been having to prop it up to any great degree. So it's pretty much stood on its own. It's kind of on the edge of making it. And I think if somebody who could devote the full-time hours during the day were able to take that up and do what needs to be done during the day when I'm actually, doing my day job, that they could probably make it work.
So would that be your answer to someone who says, hey, look, if you're that much on the edge, especially in East Atlanta Village, which is an area where there would presumably be lots of lovers of independent bookstores, who would think that it would be a viable enough proposition that they would want to buy it?
Well, we'll see, I guess. We've already had some interest from some folks who have stepped forward. And I can give them a list. I will give them a list of things that I would like to be doing now that I'm just not able to do, that I think, would make the difference between a struggling bookstore and a successful bookstore. More events, more off-site events, more outreach in the community, more community education. And we need more folks to recognize the impact of their buying decisions. I think that's starting to happen a little bit. I think people are realizing that when they buy online or when they are shopping online, that they're sending their money out of the community. And people are starting to realize that hurts their local economies. And so I think we'll see more of that. I think that retailers like bookstores and others that are feeling the effects of online shopping need to be more active in educating their consumers, educating their communities. So those are some of the things that I think someone who has the daytime hours to put in could actually do to make it successful.
But there is a new generation that is growing up with nothing else except either e-readers or, let's say, online. Will you be able to get them to enjoy books the way that their parents and perhaps even older siblings do?
That's a great question. I don't know what the future holds in terms of technology and e-books, but the book is a technology that has been around for a really long time, and it has evolved and survived, and I'm optimistic that it's going to be around for a while longer.
Now, here's probably something that would bring buyers in. You have a cat who's sort of the mascot for the place, Kona. Does Kona come with the store, or does Kona go with you?
Kona has announced her intention to retire when we turn the store over to the new owner, and she wants to write her firmware.
Okay. Jeff McCord is looking for a buyer for his East Atlanta Village bookstore, Bound to Be Read. Jeff, thanks very much for being with us, and we'll keep up with you.
Thank you, Dennis. My pleasure. Appreciate it.